In this bulletin, leaders of the world's 20 biggest economies meet to endorse a global tax deal. Tributes for Australian show business legend Bert Newton, who's died aged 83. And in sport, Collingwood Football Club's Jordan Dehui arrested in New York for allegedly groping a woman. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Italian Prime Minister Mario Draghi has stressed the importance of multilateralism as he welcomed world leaders to Rome for the first in-person group of 20 summits since the COVID-19 pandemic.
The pandemic has kept us apart, as it did with all our citizens. And even before, we faced protectionism, unilateralism, nationalism.
He also used his opening statement to increase efforts to get coronavirus vaccines to the world's least prosperous countries. Meanwhile, a wide range of issues have been discussed at the G20 meeting, including endorsing a deal on a global minimum corporate tax of 15%. The head of the OECD and former Australian Finance Minister Matthias Cormann says it's a game changer.
It's the 100 thereabouts largest and most successful multinationals around the world now have to pay their fair share of tax in the markets in which they operate and generate profits. And on top of that, we've also agreed, and leaders have agreed, to a pillar two of that reform, which introduces a minimum corporate tax rate of 15%. So what that does, it completely eliminates the incentive for businesses around the world to restructure their affairs in order to avoid tax.
In October, over 130 countries reached a deal on a minimum tax on global corporations, including internet giants like Google, Amazon, Facebook, Microsoft or Apple, to make it harder for them to avoid taxation by establishing offices in low-tax jurisdictions. Tributes are pouring in for Australian show business icon Bert Newton, who has died aged 83 after undergoing palliative care in Melbourne. Newton's career started in the 1950s and included radio, television and theatre performances. Part of the Logies Award since it began in 1959, he won 4 Gold Logies, including Most Popular Entertainment Personality for his role in Good Morning Australia. Fellow entertainer Philip Brady reflects on their friendship.
He was very endearing because he was so approachable to everybody. People would come up to him in the street and everybody treated him like a long-lost brother. And that was his appeal. I think he was very democratic, very down-to-earth, had no tickets on himself, and was just out to entertain us.
New South Wales Health state-run clinics will offer a booster dose using the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine to people aged 18 and over from Monday. They can receive a booster at least 6 months after receiving their second dose of any of the COVID-19 vaccines registered for use in Australia. The Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine will be offered as the booster dose regardless of the COVID vaccine received for the first or second dose. They will be available at clinics including the mass vaccination hubs at Sydney Olympic Park, Macquarie Fields in southwest Sydney, Wollongong and Newcastle. A new public information campaign to increase awareness of the importance of cybersecurity will be launched today. Minister for Home Affairs Karen Andrews says the campaign will have useful tips for all Australians who use the internet or have a digital device. She says phones, smart devices, TVs, Wi-Fi routers, social media accounts, emails and e-commerce transactions can be exploited by criminals. To sport, and Collingwood Football Club's Jordan Dehui has been arrested in New York for allegedly groping a woman. The 25-year-old AFL player was partying with his friend Luke Dyson at a rooftop lounge on Saturday when the pair were alleged to have approached a woman on the dance floor. New York police say the woman's male friend then confronted the pair before Dyson allegedly struck the man in the face with a glass bottle, splitting his lip. The woman called 911 and Dehui and Dyson were taken into custody before being charged with forcible touching and assault. Collingwood is attempting to contact the player while he sits in a New York holding cell. Monday's weather now, a shower or two for Perth and 19 degrees in Adelaide, sunny and 28 in Melbourne, similar conditions 24. In Hobart, partly cloudy and 19, sunny in Canberra, 24 degrees, much the same for Wollongong, 23, sunny as well in Sydney, 27, much the same for Newcastle. In Brisbane, cloudy and 25, in Cairns, a shower or two, 32 degrees, and in Darwin, a possible shower or storm, a top of 35 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS Newsroom.